See, that's Delta, and that's all we knew, and this is Hills, and that's all they know.
Yeah. What about a man who lived by himself, say, out in a certain area?
He's an old bachelor, that's all.
Old bachelor? And talk about that. What if the guy maybe never always had a beard, and he maybe came into town once every... Did you ever know anybody like that when you were young?
Mm-hmm.
Would folks be like that, say, around Hernando? They just didn't want to see anybody. They might come into town once a year.
Come Christmas time.
They'd have a big beard and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing.
They didn't pay much attention to him. Just let him tend to his business going back home. We had him like that.
What'd you call him?
I remember. Well, this man was named... What was his name? Can't think of his name. And he came to church sometimes. And he had the same seat. He had his pew he sat in. He was very queer and peculiar, for Christ's sake. He didn't speak. And he gave his collection every Sunday. He might bow his head, but he wouldn't speak.
Well, that word queer, what does that mean?
Well, it's just they're kind of peculiar. They just don't do like we do.
Oh, now, have you noticed that word taking on a different meaning in modern terms? That is, other people using the word like, he's queer.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just not like we are. He's just different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what manner, but maybe he'll do it left-handed, or we'll do it right-handed, or he'll do it another way. He's just queer about things.
I see. Just do things a little different.
Different.
Well, you know, a person, if you said about a girl, she was a common girl, what would that mean?
Well, I imagine she'd be kind of like the rest of them. She wasn't out of the ordinary. She just, like all the rest of the girls, she's a common girl. I'd take it.
All right.
Way I'd mean it.
Well, you would never say if a girl ran away with a man or something like that, you might say, well, she's a common girl. You wouldn't mean that in any derogatory sense?
No, in disrespect. Mm-mm.
Just when you say common?
Just common. She's just common.
Good old ordinary folks. Good old middle. Tax-paying folks, right?
No, I reckon so. Some of them are not tax-paying. Reed, we had to pay so much, I reckon.
I guess so. You might be at a party, you might look at your watch and you say, my goodness, it's getting close to, or it's just about, or we better be getting home. It's
about my bedtime.
About midnight, or would you ever say nearly, or it's near, what, nearly?
Nearly my bedtime.
Or well nigh, did you ever use that word,
nigh to my wed?
Now on to 12 o'clock?
Mm. It's nigh to 12 o'clock.
Never use
colored
that?
Colored folks use it a lot.
Yeah, okay. Now say when your husband's coming back from fishing, you might ask him, you'd say, well, did you catch any fish? And he said, nope, blank of one. What would he say? Not nary one?
No, he said not any.
Not any. Never use nary.
No. That's another nigger word.
Okay. Now, if somebody's waiting for you and you might be getting ready, they might say, when are you going to be ready? And you might say, I'll be ready in...
a few minutes.
Just
a few minutes.
Okay. Just a minute or...
That's a few minutes.
Okay.
Because you couldn't get ready in a minute, because it'd be...
Now, you might be on the road into Memphis, and somebody you might...